94.1, we welcome Benita Washington. Benita, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing, AK?
Good. Benita, you are a winner of the state contest. How has things changed your life?
Well, you know what? My life has changed in a lot of different ways. Since winning Gospel Dream, you know, I got some recognition from that, but life really changed for me when the Lord hooked me up with Miss Cece Winans, and she took me under her wing and got a chance to tour with her. Gospel Dream, of course, opened up the door for me to be able to record my first album, Hold On, and, you know, God has just been good. He's been faithful, and he's just been doing his thing.
Now, Hold On. Did you think Hold On would do what it has done for Benita Washington?
Well, you know, there's always some uncertainty when you're getting ready to put an album out or getting ready to display yourself in front of the world, really. And there's always a little reservation, but I knew what God had promised me, and I knew what his plans were for me as far as promising me that I would sing and minister to his people. So I was very shocked. I didn't know the extent of it. I didn't know the extent of what God would do, but I was really excited to see all the blessings that came from that album and how it touched so many people, especially the song Thank You. It just took off, and people all over just tell me all the time how much that song has ministered to them and how much it's meant to them. And so I just thank God for that.
You know, speaking of Thank You, and Benita, since you're new, at the radio station, folks call me and say, well, can you play that song, Thank You? I think it's Yolanda Adams. Hey, how does that make one feel to know that people are comparing Benita Washington's sound with Yolanda Adams?
You know what? It's exciting because it's an honor for people to even consider me or put me in the league with such a gospel great as Yolanda Adams. And so I don't take offense to that kind of thing at all. It's not the first time that I've heard that, but I just think it's exciting that people would even put me in the same category with her. And so I just count it as a blessing, and I count it all joy.
Okay. Are you going to be doing any touring?
Actually, I am. We're working on that right now. Don't have any set plans. I just actually came off tour doing this throne room tour with Cece Winans. And so we just finished doing that. And I'm actually expecting my first child.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. So we're going to be, you know, we're working toward that, but it's probably going to be after the baby is born.
Okay, Gospel Dream winner, Benita Washington. Benita, how would you describe Benita Washington? Who is Benita Washington?
Benita Washington is a down-home, down-to-earth girl who loves good food, loves the Lord, loves singing. And I just love to laugh, just a person that loves life.
Benita, dealing with conferences, you know, dealing with the Stellar Awards and the Dove Awards and things like that, how has that changed your life?
It's really been a wild ride, and that's because I've gotten a chance to meet and greet some people that I've always looked up to. It's been so exciting to attend different functions in the industry and be compared or be put on the same page with different artists as Mary Mary, or even perform in the same vein with them, get to minister at some of the same events with them. Mary Mary, Risen, Cece Winans, the list goes on. And I just thank God that, you know, when I won Gospel Dream, that he honored me in that fashion, because God can choose whom he pleases. And, you know, a lot of times in the industry of music, whether it be gospel or otherwise, a lot of times you're here today and gone tomorrow. And sometimes you hear from people, they're one-hit wonders. Sometimes you never hear from them again. And so I just thank God that I've had a chance in the short time that I've been in the gospel industry to meet a lot of different people, to have people pour into my life, such as Prophetess Juanita Bynum. And the list goes on. And so he's placed me in front of great men. And the Bible says that. I even use it as my motto. most of the time. The Bible says that a man's gift will make room for him and bring him before great men. And so I used that even before I won Gospel Dream and stood on that, and I can see that it's coming to pass even now, and it continues to come to pass, and God continues to reveal his plan and continues to reveal his promise and manifest the promises that he's made to me. And so it just makes me believe more. It makes me stay focused. It makes me love God the more, and not because he's doing anything for me, but because he's true and he's faithful, and I can see that in my life.
Why is your ministry as strong as it is, your music ministry?
Wow. I was talking with my mom last night and just discussing some things that I have been going through with her. And wisdom always lets us know that without a test, there can't be a testimony. And so I've always been able to hold on to that. It's not the first time she's told me that, but I've always been able to hold on to that, and it helps me to stay grounded. When I go through tests and trials, that God is using these things, they might not necessarily be good to me, but they're good for me. And therefore, when I stand and minister a song, when I stand and minister thank you, or when I stand and minister hold on, I'm speaking from a point of experience. I can say, this is what God did for me. And hey, God's not a respecter of persons. He can do the same thing for you. All you have to do is trust and believe. And so I think that's what brings so much power, the anointing of God, why it rests on my life, because I can truly stand and say that through the storm and the rain, when I have friends around me, when I don't have friends around me, when it looks like everything is falling down around me, I can still go to God. I can still go to the rock, and I can still stand on him and stand on his promises. And that's where the power comes from. It's the power of God.
Rita, it has been a pleasure. We thank you for your patience, your kindness, and may God continue to bless you in everything that you do.
Thank you so much, and God bless you as well.